You're holding off Lamed Aleph here on top here. There was Mishnah Beis. It says what Loho Yishreipa Bo Yisaregel. The Kohen now he started to work with the Korban Atomid after he made the Shechita and the Zriko, but he started to flay it now to skin it, so he did not break the regal. Like Yivai says, usually they did that. Used to break their leg, but as Korban Akotchim they didn't break the regal. Elonoik Foy Meterech Hakuvay. They'd rather like punch a hole through it by the knee. The terabai, and they would hang the korban after the shechita by its knee. Hoy yamav shetviyo, they would start pulling the skin down. Ad shuhu magi lechoz, until it comes to the breast of the animal. He would like take the skin off the legs and get to the breast. Higi lechoz, when the kohen got to the chotz, to the breast of the korban atomid, then chot hacheserosh. Now he would cut off the head, and the head still had its skin on it. He did not take the skin off the head. Or in the sonai, the kohen would give it now the mishas achabai to the one that's going to be zoich, will soon see to take it up to the kever, to the mizbeach, to have it burnt there. So that kohen would hold on to the head. Then chotach esakrayim, then he would cut off from the four legs of the animal, from the knees downwards, like the bottom part of the legs. Chotach esakrayim, he would cut off the bottom part of the legs, of all four. On his son, and he would give it lemisha zachaben to the kohen that's going to carry that up to the mizbeach. Well, soon later he carried something else also. And after the kohen did this, now meirakes hefshet, he continued on skinning the animal, pulling the rest of the skin off from the breast further down. Now kores aleiv, he cut out the heart, voitzi hasdama, and he took out the blood from the heart. Some of Hashem say it's a kasha because he shouldn't be up to that yet. It was soon too late. A lot of things have to come out before you get to the heart. Or some say that it's out of place, it should be later. Yeah. Then it says, Chotach es Yadayim. Then the Kohen would cut off the Yadayim. The Yadayim, that's the two front legs. And on the son of Misha Zochabem, he would give it to the one that Zoich had to carry that up to the Mizdeach. Now, Yeolo L'regel Hayimonis. He went up now, he still kept on skinning it, l'regel, or cutting it now. He went out to the back left, to the back right leg. Chatoch, he cut it off. On the son of Misha Zachar, but he gave it to the Kohen, it's going to be Zachar to carry that up to the Mizbeach. Now the right back leg, it also had attached to it, Oshnei Beitzim Ibo, the two Beitzim were still attached to it, of if it was a Zachar. Now, Kuro, then the Kohen cut open, like cut open the stomach, cut open the animal, cut open the behemoth, cut open the stomach. The Nimtza Kula Golofon, he was able to see like the whole insides. He saw the old Kishkas now, everything he saw inside. Not the Lesa Peder, so first the Kohen took out the fats of the animal from inside, took off the fats. On the Son, and he put it, Al Beit Shchita Sarosh Melmalam. He put it to, gave it to the Kohen now that was holding the head, so on the part of the head where the shechita was full of blood, it didn't look so nice, they used to cover it up with this fat. They put the fat of the animal on the makom of the shechita on top of it. Then, not the lesser kravayim, the Kohen would take out the intestines from the behemoth. On the son, he would give it l'mitzvah ben ladichem to the Kohen that his job was to wash them out. They washed out the intestines before they burnt them. Then the hakoros, then he cut out the stomach, the keres, and madich noisem beis mitbechayim, called sarkin. Here he gave it to another kohen to wash it out in the beis mitbechayim, a special place where they washed it out in the beis mitbechayim. Here it says was a harder job because here they had to clean it out and take out all the junk that's inside the stomach, so they had to have a good washing. Then it says vakrovayim. Now the intestines. At least three times I had to wash it off. Our shechone shalshayis, they used to do this on top of tables made out of marble. Shebein hamudim, these tables were in between the pillows, the small pillows we had before of the stones. So that's where the shechones were that they used to clean off the insides. Now Mishnah Gimel, not less hasakin. Now the Kohen will continue on, take a knife. He would cut off the lungs from the liver. The etzpa ha'kovid min ha'kovid, also cut off the lobe of the liver from the liver. So far I did not move them apart, he just like cut them to separate them, but he didn't take them apart yet. Now he made like a hole, a cut, a slice through the breast, on the son of the Misha Zachabai, and he gave like the breast to the kohen that was zeicha to hold on to it. And he cut around the breast, the chaza, to separate it from the sides and from the ribs. And when he had it separated, he took out the breast, the chaza, and he gave that to the kohen that's going to hold on to it to take it up. Then all la daifin ayimon, and the kohen went to still cut on the right daifin, the right wall, like the right flank. Hayimonis, hayichani, he cut there. The yoradat hashedu, he cut down until the backbone. But he would not touch the backbone. Until he would come, he would still have two soft ribs attached there. Now chatoch, he would cut it off. He would cut off this side, the flanking. On the son, he would give it lemicha zocher, but the kohen was there to carry that up. And on this right doifin, for hakovet liyabo, the liver was hanging onto it. Now bola lagera. Now he would come to the neck, to the gera, that's the neck. He would leave over there, shteit slois, also two ribs. Mikanu mikan, slois mikan, shteit slois mikan, or shteit slois mikan, like two ribs on the top, and two ribs on the bottom of it, he would leave on it. And chatoch, he would cut it off, the neck. Or in the sun, he would give it, lemisha zecha, but to the kohen that was zecha, to carry that up to the mizbeach. Now vihakona vihalei viareya, vihakona, that's the windpipe, vihalei and the heart, viareya and the lungs, tluyimba, were all attached like to the neck, to this part of the animal that this kohen was carrying up. Then bolai ledeifin asmolus, then the kohen would get to the left flanking, the left side. And there also, when he would cut down v'nicha bo shteit slois, also leave over two soft ribs, shteit slois rakas mamalan on top. On the bottom, and cut down to the bottom also, there'd be two soft ribs there. Like the same way that was left over on the right side was left over on the left side. Nimtza comes out, manicha b'shteim on both, the right side of the flanken, and the left side of the flanken, on both sides was shteim umala, two pairs of ribs on the top, or shteim umat, and two pairs of ribs on the bottom. Chatoch, he cut off now the left side, or the son, and he gave it lemisha zochabot, to the kohen of Mizrecha, to carry this up to the Mizbeach. So he has shidrimo. Now with the left side, he also had the backbone attached. And the atchel, the spleen, was also totally above, was hanging by it. The hoysa gedola, really the left side had more to it, was a bigger piece than the right side. Elisha yamin kohen gedola. But they called the right side a bigger piece. Why? Because Shakovet Luyabo, because the liver was hanging on the right side, that gave it a shame, the big one. Now, Bo Lila Oikitz, now the crane comes to the back side, to the Oikitz. Choytchi would cut it off there. And also, in the son of Lemisha Zachobay would give it to the crane, that's going to be Zecha to carry this up. For Yaalia, the tail, the Yetzba covered and the lobe of the liver, Ushtei Klois and the two kidneys Imai was with this piece of the Oikis with the backside of the Behema. Now, Notal Regal Hasmolis, he would take now the back left leg on the son, and he gave that Lemisha Zachobot to the kohen that was Zecha to carry that up to the Mizbeach. So Nimtza comes out like this, that Kulam Oimdim Beshur, all these Kahanim that were holding the pieces were standing like in a straight line, and Veivorim Biyodim, they had the pieces in their hands, and it was like this. Harishan, the first kohen, was Barosh Uberegel. He was holding the head, and he was also holding the right, left foot, the first kohen was holding. Now, Harosh Biminoi, he held the head of the animal in his right hand, the Chotmoi Kalpez Roya, and the nose of the animal, like, was facing towards his arm, the Karnav and the horns of the animal, Ben Espresso was between his hands, like, that's where he grabbed the hold of it, Ubei Shritosoi, Milmala, and the place where the shchit was on, that was facing upwards, and the hapeder nosen olehem, that we had before, the fats they put on top of this base of shchit to cover it up. That's the way this coin carried in his right hand, and the regal, the right left, the right back leg, that was Shoyimin. The regal Shoyimin, the back right leg, that was the small, that was with his left hand. He carried it. Or base over lachutz, and the base over is the place where like they started to skin it. That was klape chutz. That was towards the outside. The inside where they started to skin the animal, that side was mudach kapechus, that side was put towards the outside, and the place where they actually cut it, that was on the inside. Now Hasheni, the second kohen, b'shtei yodayim, he was holding the two front legs, shayimin b'yaminoi, the right leg in his right hand, shel smol, the smol of the left hand, the left leg in his left hand. The same thing, the way the starting of the skinning was towards the outside. Hashlishi, the third kohen, bo'ikitz, he was holding bo'ikitz at the backside, uva regel, and also with the left back leg. Ho'ikitz p'minoi, the backside he was holding with his right hand. For ya'alya monodelas benes b'yisiv, and we had before the tail was attached to it, and that here was hanging down in between his fingers, like he could grab hold of it well. And the yetzpa covered the lobe of the liver, ushtei kloyis, and the two kidneys, imai, was hanging down by this part of the oikets. That's what he had in his right hand. Now the oregel shall smile, and the back left leg was the smonach, was with his left hand. Or base oray lachut, the same thing. The base oray was facing outside. Horevi, the fourth kohen, was bechose, he was holding the breast, uvager, and the neck. The breast was like in his right hand. The hagera, the neck part, that was the small in his left hand. And the ribs that were holding were attached to it, that was between his hands, so he could get a good grip on it. Hachamishi, the fifth kohen, was b'shtei defanos. He was holding the two flankers, the two sides. Shoyimin b'yaminoi, the right side was in his right hand, and the small, the left side was in his left hand. And also, based over the place where they cut the skin from, that was bachutz on the outside. Hashishi, the sixth kohen, the krovayim, he was holding the intestines. Hanusun babozer, that was like in a golden spoon, the golden ladle. That's what they had it in. Ukrayim agabayim, that we had before. He cut off on the four legs, the bottom part of the legs, from the ankle downwards. So the four legs, the four ankles, like, were put into the intestines. Al gabe mamal, on top of it. Hashvi, the seventh kohen basolus, was holding the flour to make the mincha of the nesachim. Hashmini, the eighth kohen, the chavitim, was holding the mincha that the kohen gadol is brought from the kohen gadol, the chavitim. Hachi, the ninth kohen b'yayin, was holding the wine that's brought from nisach hayayin for the korban atavit. So that's why I have these 8 and 9 kohanim. Now, holochol, they all went on his sonim, they put it down mechatzi hakeves ulamata b'maravai. It was since they started to carry it towards the mizbeach, and now while they were going up, they put it down on the bottom half of the plank. The plank itself, the keves, was 32 amis long. So on the bottom, 16 amis b'maravai. It was on the west, on the marav, on the west side of the plank. The plank itself was wide, 16 amis. So it means on the 8 amis towards the marav side. They put it down there. On Malachim there, they would salt all these pieces. Now the kind of the yodo, they went down of all them lishkas agozis. The kind of went to lishkas agozis, likra shema. They went to say shema now. Some say they davened there then, but now they made it tefillah. Before they went to burn the actual korban, they first went to say krishma, they first went to daven. Now the Gemara says, Tana, we learned, Yad v'regol kakedus yitzchus ben Avram. That the Mishnah started off, the parish started off to say that lohoyu kriftin es atle, they did not stam tie up the tle, and the makidin oisav, they were tying up like an akeda. What does that mean to say? So the Gemara says, they mean to say, like akedas of yitzchus ben Avram means the yad v'regol. They did not tie up the two front together and the two back together, but one front and one leg they tie together. Then it says in the Mishnah that Lohoyu Kriftin es atleh, they did not stand tie up the tleh. So Mer says, my time, why not? That's a machlokes. Rav Hum of Rav Chisda. Chadoma one says, Mishum Bizoin Kodshim. To Bizoin, to have Kodshim tied up, it doesn't look nice, therefore they did not tie it up, but rather just made like an akedah, just a yard of a regal together. The Chadoma one says, Mishum Demahalech, Bechuki Yanim, because that's the way the Goyim used to do it. When the Goyim would bring a sacrifice for their Avodah Zarah, they would tie it down, so therefore we should not do like them. It's not an Inyan, we're not supposed to tie it down. So Moshe says, my B'nai, what's the difference between the two reasons? The difference would be the kafte dishroi. Let's say you want to tie it down with silk, with expensive silk. In the rails, behutza, or the shita says the gisa should be behuta to the haba with a string of gold. So if the tam is mishum bizoyin the kochim, here there's no bizoyin. Here it looks nice. Adarab, using gold is something nice. It'd be okay. But the tam is mishum chuka amim, still we should not use it. Tanan Hosam, what's the Mishnah in Shkolim that says that Shloisha Esrei Shochonos Hoy B'Migdash? That's our Girsa, that there were 13 Shochonos in the Beis HaMigdash. Some have the Girsa Asora, there were 10 tables in the Beis HaMigdash. Shmoina Shalshais, 8 of them were made out of marble, the Beis HaMitvachayim, that was in the Beis HaMitvachayim, near the Shechita. Shaleya Madichin Esrekabayim, on top of these tables, they used to wash out the intestines. Days, the other two tables, the Marovo Shokevis, was on the west side of the Kevis of the Mizbeach, on the west side of the plank. Echot Shoshayish, one was made out of marble, the Echot Shokesa was made out of silver. What did they do with these two? Al Shoshayish, the table was made out of marble, Nesen Esay Vorim, used to put the pieces of meat, the Vorim. The Al Shokesa, and the one that was made from silver, klisharis, used to take out the klisharis. We have before, they used to go into lishkas and take out 93 klisharis in. So all those 93 kelim used to put down on this table of silver. These were the 10 shulchanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Now of ulam, by the ulam, shinayim b'fnim, there are two tables inside the ulam. Our Pesach HaBayis, by the entrance over there, by the door to it. Echot Shel Kesef, one was made out of silver. The Echot Shel Zav was made out of gold. That be of Lashon HaSilver, I think the box says it was made out of marble. One was from marble, the Echot Shel Zav. Al Shel Kesef, Al Girsas Kesef, Neistin Lechem Aponim B'Chnisosim. They used to bring in the new Lechem Aponim every Shabbos. They used to carry it inside, put down the new Lechems on this Shulchan made out of Shayish or Kesef, and then take off the old lechem that were on the shulchan the whole week, and then they took it off of the al shel zav on the other side, the one of zav b'tziyosai. When they would take out the lechems off the shulchan apanim, they would put it down on the shulchan shel zav. Why? Shemalin b'kodesh v'lei meridim. You always go up and not down. So let's put it on something more chashiv. That would be called meridim. Therefore, we start out with kesef or shayish. And then at the end, we put it down on gold. Now, V'yechot Shel Zov, like here we explain now, Mosak the 13, the 13th one, V'yechot Shel Zov Bifnim, that was the real Shulchan on the Pnim, in the Kochim, She'olot Lechem Aponim Tomid, that's where the Lechem Aponim was on it the whole week. So, this is Michti, let's see. We know there's a klal of Ein Anius B'mokam Ashiris. B'mokam Ashiris of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Anius, we don't play poor. So, if so, how come they made these 8 shulchanos of shayish in the basement pechayim? Why? Nevdu the kesef, nevdu the zov. Let them make them all from silver, them all make from gold. How come we play cheap and make them out of shayish only? So more answers. Amar Rav Chinuno b'shem Rabasi. Rabasi says over b'shem Rav Shmuel ba Rav Yitzchok. The pshat is that gold or silver becomes hot, and so when you're washing off the intestines on it, if the table will be hot, we're afraid it may ruin the meat. So therefore, the bosso should not become spoiled. We don't want to put it shall shine shall marble that always stay cold. Then the Mishnah then says shall shachar. The Mishnah says the tomer hashachar hayu nishchot and the shchita was done al keren mizrachis tzvoinus. The Shechita was done near the Keren of Mizrachis Tzvoinus. Well, somehow the Girsa should be Tzvoinus Marovis. near the northwest side of the Mizbeach. That's where it was done. On the southern side of the Azara, of the Mizbeach, but on the, near the corner of the southern Maravis, or else Mizrachis Venus. How do we know this? The Zechil between where you make the Shvita of the Korban HaTomach HaShach and the Korban HaTomach HaBein HaBayim. Some Rav Chizdis says, because the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Shnayim LaYoim. You bring two Kabbalahs, two Tamidim LaYoim. So we darshan Kineged HaYoim, the opposite of the day. Meaning to say in the morning the sun comes up, the Mizrach. So therefore on the opposite side, facing Mizrach, that's where they made the Shchita. So they made it on the Sofen Marav side, which faces towards the Mizrach. And by evening it was just the opposite, Bein Abayi, and then the sun was in the Marav side, so they did it the opposite way. Tani Nami Yochi, we learn like this also. When the Pasuk says, Shnayim Layom, Vidashna means, Kineged Hayom, towards where the sun rises or the sun goes down. Tell me, you're telling me it means Neged Hayom, near the sides of the day where the sun goes up or down, or maybe not that way. And the Chayv Asiyam, it just means, Shnayim Layom means there's a Chayv to bring two a day. We don't know where the Shkita should be. So Moses says no. Kishwem, when the Pasuk says later, Es HaKeves Echo Tasa Baboike, V'yeis HaKeves HaShene Tasa Beno Abayim, HaRei Chayv Asiyay Mama. Those Pesukim are talking about is the Chayv to bring two Tamidim a day. And so, Mohani Mekayim, what do we do with the first Pasuk that says, Shnayim Layayim? So Dashne means, Neger Ayayim, means it should be facing towards where the sun is. Okay, so has it come out? Tomit shal shachar hoi nishcha the shkita. The morning was done. Our Karen Svenis Maravis. Alright, the west side facing towards the Mizrach. Our Tabash shniya by the second ring there. Vishal bein abayim on the kamer. Bein abayim on nishcha the shkita was done. Our Karen Svenis Maravis. On the north east side. Facing towards the Marav side. Our Tabash shniya on the second hook. Over there by the base of the Tchaim. So Kitzur, that's how we know that the Shchit of each one was done in a different place. Then, now the Gemara says, Asar Advarim, 10 things, Shol Alexandri, and Alexandri, Smukdim, Ezikni HaNegev. He asked them 10 different questions. Omelahem, yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.